For 30 years, the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life has raised money from walks or runs. They raise almost $400 million every year. And it all started with one man, Dr. Gordon Klatt of Tacoma. He walked around a track for a whole day to try to raise money for a boy with cancer, and he got the idea to start a community-based relay event. Well, now Relay for Life events are held around the United States and in 20 countries. Dr. Gordon Klatt passed away a week ago Sunday from heart failure after battling stomach cancer himself, but his legacy remains. Running, walking, and biking are some of the most popular methods of raising money for a cause. What is it about these types of fundraising events that resonates with people? Well, we talked to Tim Calkins, who's marketing professor at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. He says that when you're asking for a charitable contribution, it's much more compelling when you say you're taking part in an event, like a walkathon.
One is because it's easier to ask somebody to give money when you're supporting an event like this. You know, it's a lot of people are uncomfortable asking for money. And so if you just say, you know, I'm involved with this nonprofit group and boy, I think you should donate some money, a lot of people are uncomfortable with that. But it's easier if you say, well, you know, I'm going to be up walking all night long and I would like you to support me. And so people are more likely to make the ask when that situation arises. The other thing is, you know, since somebody you know is putting an effort, making a sacrifice, you know, then it's a more compelling pitch because it's not just that they think it's a good cause. It's they think it's a cause that's important enough that they're going to be doing something remarkable. They're going to be walking all night long. And then it's very hard to sit back and say, no, I'm not going to give you $50 or $100. I'm not going to support that cause. And of course, this is another place where social media becomes so important because then people post updates and it all works very well because people say, great to see you doing it. Good luck. I hope it goes well. You know, this is what relationships are built on.
Have they peaked? Are these types of events to raise money for charities still growing? Does this method kind of run its course sometimes?
I don't think these are going to give out anytime soon because the events are just compelling in so many ways. They're compelling for the participants who like to support things and they're fun events and they feel connected. They're also great events for the nonprofit organizations because, you know, it's a way to reach out to people and a way to build your database. The other thing that's happening is that the growth of social media has really expanded the impact of these events. Now, through social media, it makes it very easy to reach out to even more people and say, I'm doing this crazy event where I'm going to be walking all night for this cause. And you get on Facebook and you get on Twitter and you talk all about it. And all of a sudden, the breadth and the reach of these events only gets bigger.
What about the impact of the event on participants beyond just the money that they raise? I know some of these events will be overnight and they'll involve a lot of hearing other people's stories and some real connections over the issue involving the disease that really binds people to the event and the cause.
What marketers and people in communications all around the world are struggling with these days is, you know, how do you connect with people? Because there's so much clutter out there. There's so much going on. How do you really make a meaningful connection with someone? And these events are so powerful because they are all about the experience. And people participate in them, and there's different ceremonies, and there's different elements. And the whole thing is, you know, it's much more than just supporting a cause. It's all about being involved in an event. And in a way, it almost turns this nonprofit organization into almost sort of a person's sense of identity in some respect, because now that's part of what they've done. And it was a wonderful experience, and it builds a connection and a bond. And, you know, for any organization, for anybody in branding, that's almost irreplaceable. You know, that's what everybody's striving to do.
I'm speaking with Tim Calkins, a marketing professor at Northwestern University. And we're talking about these events that raise money for charities. We're noting that Dr. Gordon Klatt, who started one of the biggest ones, the Relay for Life events for the American Cancer Society, passed away a week ago Sunday. But his legacy and these events continue to go on. And I understand they're morphing into new types of events. There's something called Movember. What's Movember?
Movember is another event where people grow beards and mustaches for a month. And they say, I'm participating in this event. And I'd like you to support me as I do that. But what's fun about that is it is so darn visible. People are walking around and they say, well, you know, Bob, you're looking sort of funny today. It looks like you need a shave. And then Bob says, well, no, I'm participating in this wonderful event that's raising money. And boy, I think you should be supporting me. And these creative events, I think, are going to catch on. And I think we're going to keep seeing different ones pop up. You know, the challenge for all these nonprofits is, you know, you got to come up with something that's a little different and unique now. You know, as there's more of them, the hard part is what's going to make this event stand out. So, you know, Relay for Life is this extraordinary and really neat pitch that says it's these long events that people do. Movember has this rather, creative spin on it. And in the world of nonprofits now, I suspect people are spending a lot of time thinking about what's the next fun thing that we can get people to do to raise money and to support a cause.
Tim Calkins, marketing professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University in Illinois. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.